all of the word of God is not the same. There is a difference. There is the general body of revelation. Then there come seasons where he speaks specific words. So, why do we need a rhema? And what is a rhema? A rhema is the specific word of God to a person, a place, or a group of people that reveals the mind of God concerning that person, that place, or the group of people. When God sends rhema, it imparts faith to conquer. For faith is for conquest. When your faith is intact, that is when victory is assured.
Now, your word in season.
Father, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Thank you that your word is alive in this place, and you bless us this morning. We give you all the glory, even in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, it's a blessing to be here. Let's get straight into the word of God this morning. We've been dealing with prevailing secrets. This is important because it is the mystery that is unveiled to you that guarantees your mastery in life. So the unveiling of mysteries guarantees mastery in life. And faith is a mystery. Faith is a mystery. So whenever faith is unveiled and there's impartation, you see that mastery is gained. So it's important we pay attention to the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Amen. So last week we looked at the secret of faith, and we looked at it from the angle of having a resolute mind concerning our victory in Christ. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And what faith is that? He says, who is he that overcometh the world? He says, he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So I told you, this is different from what the psychologist will call confidence. This is very different. It's very different from just a motivational speaking that encourages you to do something. Faith is a force. And when faith is present, you cannot mistake it for anything. You realize that you are bolder. There is much more confidence than which the general knowledge of things will bring you. Amen. And you prevail. Hallelujah. So this morning we are going to discuss prayer. The secret of prayer. So we want to discuss the prevailing prayer. Now, prayer comes right after faith, because prayer is a demonstration of faith. And when you look into the scripture, you will see that men and women who prevailed over circumstances, situations, and whatever were a people that were committed to prayer. Prayer. Remember, we are spiritual people. So you cannot talk about prevailing without talking about the spiritual weapons that he's giving us. So he says, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. So we have weapons for warfare, but they are not carnal. He says, they are mighty through God. They are mighty through God. And I believe what he wanted to say there is that they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Because you must know the operation of God that he's talking about. God the Father is in heaven. God the Son Word is in heaven. Okay? Who is operational now with us? The Holy Spirit. God the Spirit. This is the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We must prevail. And to prevail, we must employ the weapons made available to us. And we cannot downplay prayer. Somebody say prayer. So we'll look at some few things concerning prevailing prayer. How do we prevail? And in reference to this, we are actually going to look at the prayer of faith. Okay? When do we say you have offered a prayer of faith? Because the prayer of faith will always produce results. It will always get you to prevail, no matter the circumstance. Now, let's start our journey from the book of Luke chapter 18, from verse 1 to 8. I pray that you catch this, and this week may you be energized to engage in prayer. Amen. I see you prevailing over anything that is contrary to the will of God for your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things I think you should really prevail over are sicknesses. When they come, pain. Never accept that lie that a sickness is the will of God. Okay. If a sickness is the will of God, why do you go to the hospital to go and get medication? If it's the will of God, allow it to discipline you. Once you go and get medication when you are sick, shows you that it's not, because if it is, then you are fighting the will of God. Right? So, no sickness should be entertained. It is not the will of God. And always remember this, when a sickness comes, it actually wants to kill you. Do you understand? So, please kill it before it kills you. Don't entertain anything. Anything that shows up in your system that makes you feel very uncomfortable, kill it. Eh? You will see how the prayer of faith is linked with sicknesses. And most of the time, you'll be surprised that a lot of people get sick and they are in church. And sometimes they just want to accept that it's the will of God. Because God doesn't have a lawyer, huh? It's not. Look at someone and say, no sickness is the will of God. If even you bring a scripture to show me that, look, this person was sick because it was I will prove to you that it's not the will of God. Genesis chapter 1:31. After God created everything, look at what he said. Genesis 1:31. Let's look at it. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Where was sickness at that time? It was very good. Everything God made was what? Very good. There's nothing bad inside. Until Adam fell. When Adam fell, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 5, verse 12, look at it. The scriptures are welling up. It's not really what I want to talk about, but wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. One man. And death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. One man, Adam. When Jesus came, what did he bring? John 10:10. Today, John 10:10. What did Jesus? The thief, he cometh not but for to what? Steal. To destroy. Then read what Jesus said he brought. Jesus didn't bring death. We saw what brought death. What brought death? Sin. So by sin, death came. Then death passed upon all men. Then why did Jesus come? Jesus came to bring us life. So John 3:16. Whosoever, I'm part of whosoever. If you should exempt anybody from whosoever, it's not English. We must read the English as it is. Whosoever. And I'm part of it. Or you are not part of whosoever. Whosoever. So eternal life is what Christ Jesus brought. Matthew 11:28. The scriptures, I just want to link up scripture. You must not accept anything contrary to the will of God. Look at this. This is Jesus inviting people. The whosoever's, and I'm one of them. Let's read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Okay, so now if I have answered the call, what do I have now? Rest. Sickness is rest. Maybe you've not been sick before. It takes rest away. Labor, heavy laden. So anything that pressurizes you and does not give you rest, it's not Jesus that is offering it. Something else is offering it. Then he says something. Go, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So Jesus is removing one yoke and bringing another yoke. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Jesus promises rest. Rest. Academic rest. Health rest. Financial rest. Economic rest. Rest. Marital rest. Rest. Look at it. The next verse. For my yoke is easy. So Jesus brings a yoke. It's easy. Listen. The yoke of adultery is heavier than the yoke of purity. If you have a wife and you say you will take another girl aside your wife, it's heavier. You check. Extra expenses. Let's check the weight. The burden of hiding it. That one alone. The attempt to ensure you are lying all the time to cover up. Hush. Look, it is staying with only your wife is lighter. It's light. It's a lighter yoke. The burden is very light. Later we'll talk about some things. Jesus' yoke and his burden. His yoke is easy. Fornication is heavier than purity. It's a heavier yoke. Let's check. The temptation of lying all the time. Getting pregnant. Getting STIs. Abortions. And its complications. People of God. To stay pure. It's an easier yoke. A lighter burden. Should I give you another example? There's rest in Jesus. There's rest in Jesus. There's rest in Jesus. If you truly answered Jesus' call to come, he offers you rest. May we all enjoy rest in every area of our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, now let's get back. Prayer. Luke chapter 18. Hey. The burden of sin is too heavy. Have you sinned before? My God. The burden. Hey! And like you did something, you were trying to cover up and expel it. Hey! My God. Sleepless nights. Oh my God. Sometimes when even you know Jesus has forgiven you, about 30 years later, you realize that the pictures are getting, ish. What if I go and meet her? Lord have mercy. People of God. My God. When even this 20 years, when you see the person, you realize that there's a shock inside. Prayer. Luke 18 from verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Verse 2. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. So this woman wanted her case to be attended to by the judge. But this judge has no regard for man. He doesn't fear God. But Jesus is talking about prayer. And he says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means there's always something to be prevailing over. If you stop praying, that thing starts prevailing over. That's where fainting comes. Are you following? So, how come Jesus is talking about prayer and now he's talking about a widow? So, let's look at it well. Let's go. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but after he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. Verse 5. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming. Take note of that. Continual coming. Now we are talking about prevailing prayer. Continual coming. Not he came once in a week. Continual coming. Monday he was there. Tuesday he was there. Wednesday he was there. They said, as for Thursday, he won't come. But sometimes he comes. He said, I'll be here. Friday, she was there. Until Saturday, when even the court is not opened, she's still there. And the lawyer, the judge forgot a file in the office, so he was coming to pick it on Saturday. The court is not opened. The woman catches him. I say, judge, my case. Her continual. She weary me. Verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? So there may be situations. Just a one-time prayer thing. And you just go to sleep. Won't be the solution. We must be awakened to prevailing prayer, where we stay till we have what we ask for. Am I communicating? Then look at verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Then he links prayer to faith. He says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? He's talking about prayer. He comes to the importunity of this lady. She won't back off. My case. She's not tired. My case. She came continually until the judge will hear her. And Jesus is saying, our heavenly Father will avenge us speedily. If we have this attitude of importunity, this attitude that we will not back off, we will continually put forth our case until we receive attention from heaven. Is somebody here at all? Shall faith be found? This kind of faith where there is continual prayer until you have what you desire. Now let's go to James chapter 5. I pray from today you'll be able to make some prayer of faith. And it will not fail. James 5 from verse 14. says, is any sick among you? Okay, so let's say this is sickness. Put any condition there. Is any broke among you? You see, but the sickness is the serious one. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Okay? Please pay attention to this. The next verse. Then he says, and the prayer of faith. This is where I want to zoom in today. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You know, the latter part is not really my focus. My focus is the prayer of faith. It says, once the prayer of faith is offered, it shall save the sick. So, the sick is the condition, the circumstance. So, maybe yours is not sick. Sick as in bodily health, but probably sick in something else. Comprehend? All right. So then he says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Then he says, the Lord shall raise him up. So I see you offering some prayer of faith. Yes. Then salvation is coming for where that is needed. Then I see the Lord raising you up. Amen. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Okay? So, when we say the prayer of faith, what are we referring to? If faith has its source from the rhema of God, the word of God, then the prayer of faith is what? Now, before I continue, let me say this in passing. You cannot be wondering whether something is God's will or it's not God's will and offer the prayer of faith. When you are not sure of God's will, the prayer of faith is difficult. Because his word is his will. I hope. So, when you are not convinced of his will concerning the matter, you realize that the prayer of faith becomes difficult because prayer of faith is simply can I go ahead? Are you following? Before I define, let me say this again. For example, you are not convinced that it's God's will for you to live in health. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. So, what are the elders supposed to do? They are supposed to come and lay hands and anoint the person. He says, go to the verse 15. And the prayer of faith. So, these guys cannot come confused about whether it's the will of God to heal the sick or not. Alright? So I can even be praying for you. If I offer the prayer of faith, I must be concretely sure of the will of God concerning that matter. And the prayer of faith will save. And God will. Am I communicating at all? Praise the Lord. So the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is asking God to do the thing which he promised to do. Okay? Asking God to what? Do the thing which he promised to what? To do. So, what has God promised? What is his will? That has been revealed in his word. Once you have access to that and you release it in prayer, okay? Now it is no longer you just talking. So, for example, when you say, Lord, save me, okay, for I have no one. You are my only hope. All right? That's powerful prayer. The moment you go and say, after saying that, you say, you have said that. Okay. The one who trusts in you shall never be put to shame. Now, what has been released is not just you coming with tears saying, Lord. Now, you have now. I think we should share the grace. We are finishing in 15 minutes. Then we share the grace. Since you want us to share the grace. All right. The problem of many is that when we have offered the prayer of faith, we now want to tell God whether it should happen instantly or in time. When the prayer of faith is offered, listen carefully. You don't stop holding on to that word, whether the results appear immediately or in due time. Am I communicating? But you know that your faith has taken a hold of the thing. Am I communicating? So it can be anything. It can be anything. And now, you must prevail. To prevail, the prayer of faith is necessary. But when the prayer of faith is offered, where you now have the word of God, and now the word is released by reminding God of his promise and placing a demand on the promise of God. Am I communicating at all? You hold on. So it is the prayer that is offered by one who knows what God has declared. So you must first know what God has declared. After you've declared it, now you must be positive that he heard you. Okay? You must be positive that he did what? He heard you. And you know that God is bound by his own covenant, his word, to bring it to pass. Okay? To bring it to pass. So whether instantly or gradually, one thing is certain. God will answer the prayer of faith. Praise God. He said, you are healed. The Lord has said, by his stripes, we are healed. And I, in the name of Jesus. So now, after that prayer of faith has gone forth, whether the healing is instant or gradual, it's not the issue. The issue is that the prayer of faith won't fail. I think I should bring it, because maybe you are not sick, so the sick one is not really applicable. Okay. The visa. Maybe visa is applicable to some people. You can have the right bank account, a lot of money, whatever, they'll still refuse you. One little girl will be at the embassy and say, where are you going? Bam. He said, when I look at your face, you won't come back. Okay, so did you go to the embassy after you've prayed prayer of faith? Because that one too is an issue that somebody may have to prevail. Huh? So you lay the documents and start to engage in prayer. Then you gather the promises of God that gives you access into other territories. There is first scripture. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And therefore I decree and I declare that I cannot be resisted by any human agent on any border. Oh, somebody say, oh, it is not as easy like that. Please, I'm a man of faith. What I'm teaching is faith. Sometimes I don't want to use personal testimonies because they may not necessarily be applicable to people. But one time I was traveling. I traveled, but I had to travel. And I needed that visa. And I wanted a certain kind of visa. So I applied for the visa. Then they looked through all my stuff and they said, okay, fine, but you can't apply for this particular visa. I was in a certain embassy. So I said, please wait. Because before I went to the embassy, inside my room, I had spread the documents. Listen, and I said, I have the visa. No human being can refuse me. Then I started praying. I was praying. After some time, a song came to me. The victory is ours as we sing unto Jesus. I didn't know it was a song recorded, but the song came to me like that. So I started singing that song. All of a sudden, I knew that I have it. Because for me to pray and declare the prayer of faith and to come to that point where a song came, I have the thing. So when they said, you don't qualify for this, I said, please wait, I'm coming. I was surprised at myself that I could tell the person taking the document, said, please wait, I'm coming. Then I went out, made some calls, and I said, Lord, which one? Said, okay, this one. So I went back, I said, okay, if I don't qualify for it, what about this one? So, okay, that's why you can apply. Then there, I applied. And I got it. I can tell you stories of how I would go. Because you go for me, you but it is only 2 coin. I always tell my wife, maybe something has to change. There's this document, they have to change it. So when my wife is like, you know, a bit like, so what? I say, really? Where? Look, then I'll say, is it no human being sitting there? There is nothing that is not a human being approving. And the Bible says, let me give you another scripture. The heart of the king is in the Lord's hands. He turn it where he pleases. The thing is that we don't pray. That's the thing. And if we pray, we pray prayer of worry, not prayer of faith. Anyway, and when we pray too, the reason why we cannot pray prayer of faith is that we don't have the substance of faith, which is the word. Because you must have the word to be able to pray the prayer of faith. Am I communicating? Okay, so if it is a particular issue, what is the word concerning it? Lord, I need a job in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word has said the hand that does not work must not eat. I must work. Oh, I must work. I'm going out today. And when you finish praying, prayer of faith doesn't mean when you finish, stay home. You step out and say, I'm going for a job. I will come back with a testimony. First day, no results. Say in the name of Jesus, I have it. I have it. You see, you are holding on. Once the prayer of faith is released, it will not fail. I said, whether you get the results immediately or gradually, it will not fail. Remember that woman. The Bible says she didn't stop going. She kept going. He says, She will weary me by her continual coming. Am I? So they said it is close. None will come again. We don't believe prayer. Like believers, like the power of prayer. And I'm not talking about the corporate prayer where Yama Bompa ye. Nay na ye gum on obi okra or bompa but obwa nyempa and obo like because of the mob psychology. Nakade hayantadaha yantadadaha. Yeah. I'm talking about maybe you give yourself 3 days. This thing must change. You see, when you are desperate for change, maybe desperation has not caught you before. This is what fell on Hannah. She was desperate for a son, and nothing will turn her back. Jesus. Still the book of James. Let's read. Mokarate de Kahasa. I yearn to pray more. We read till verse 1. Okay, verse. In that same place. Look at what follows. Verse 16. Let's go. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. You see, he's still in the discourse of prayer. Then he says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Are you a righteous man? So he tells you that kind of prayer that makes dynamite power available. Now, verse 17, he says, now, can you give it to us maybe in Amplified? Let's read that before we come to read this, please. He says, no, 16, please. 16. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. That doesn't mean that you go and catch somebody, you say, I mean, my bonnie baby. Last week, they call a last 3 weeks. That's not what he's saying, please. He said, if you have wronged someone, be bold and tell the person, okay? And you cannot just go and catch people and say, I've come for confession. Please be careful. Pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to the spiritual tone of mind and heart. Listen to this. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. Look at that. Earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. Make it what available? Tremendous power available. Dynamic in its what? Working. Dynamite. I pray that after today, when matters present themselves, don't start shaking. Say, wait for me, I'm coming. Enter somewhere that you can go down on your knees. Am I communicating at all? I think some of us, we should cry that we can't pray. That should be our tears, not that you don't have something. Your cry should be that, I can't pray much. Lord, help me to pray so that you can avail yourself to the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating at all? That thing may take some days, but you'll be at it. You channel your emotions. You want to accomplish this thing by prayer. Heartfelt. Continued. That means it can continue for some time. But until you have the results, you don't stop. You may take a break because maybe you have to go to work. But during even the working hours, the thing is in your mind. You get some small time. It grips you like that. Father, in the name of Jesus, this particular issue. And whilst doing that, the substance of faith is there. The word. Am I communicating at all? Praise the Lord. Dynamic in its working. Now let's read something from the book of Mark. Anyway, here he continues to talk about Elijah and how Elijah accomplished that great thing. No, let's finish reading this before we go to Mark. Then we'll finish with Mark. Elias, that's Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. Huh? Elijah could be hungry like us. Elijah failed sometimes to eat banku and tilapia, just like us. Huh? But he decided to pray. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. So you see, this was not, hey, rain, stop. Hey. Rain is a blessing. Rain, stop. It won't stop. Rain, stop. Rain, rain, go away. Go and come another day. So we are shown how Elijah could lock the heavens. But why did God lock the heavens indeed? By his earnest prayer. Remember that though we will say Elijah locked the heavens, Elijah, how can he lock the heavens? So his prayer moved God to lock the heavens. What was it? The people of Israel were worshipping idols. And the word of God had said that when they worshipped idols, he would lock the heavens. The heavens would become brass. There would be no rain or dew. And now they had turned away from God, but it was still raining. So Elijah went to God based on his word. You said if they go and worship idols, you will lock. Why are you still raining? That means they won't change. They will continue to worship the idols. So do what? The heavens must be locked. It was a legal matter. It was a legal matter. Legal presentation of affairs. Then he says, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. That means he could prevail over even the rain. Huh? Then when he wanted rain again, you think the prophet came? I'm a prophet. Calm down. A rain. I told you not to fall. Now I want you to fall. Fall now. Unlock. People of God. My goodness. You know that's the way some of us we are. Somebody has put his foot on something that he say he won't move, and you are doing it will open. It is going to open. You are speaking slangs to the opposing force. It will open. This thing really nothing will happen. It will open. Instead of getting serious to pray, the prayer of faith to face whatever it is. Huh? What did he do again? And he prayed. He prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. He prayed again. When you go to the book of Kings, when the actual event is recorded, he prayed and prayed and prayed. The Bible says he sat down and put his head in his knees like this. Prayed. He would tell the servant, go and check if there's any sign. The servant went how many times? 7 good times before the servant came to say that I see something like the fist of a man. The fist of a man. Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, the rain is coming. The rain didn't start immediately when he saw the cloud. And the cloud didn't even look like a heavy rain is coming. Fist of a man. Can you imagine? It's not rain for 3.5 years. And when you see a cloud like the fist of a man, can you imagine? The cloud is like that. That cloud was just like this. He says, go and tell Ahab the rain is coming. Did the rain come immediately? No. But then, he knew he had broken through. 7 times. Just imagine if he stopped 3 times. At the 3rd time, the servant came and said, Master, The rain is not, there's no cloud. Do you know what some of us would have done? It's not the will of God. then we would have left. We would have left. Oh, this thing, I think it's not the will of God. Who told you opposition means that it's not the will of God? Who said so? Opposition doesn't mean it's not the will of God. The fact of the matter is that the stronger the opposition, the more you should believe that it is even God's will. A great and effectual door is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Okay, the door is from the Lord, but the adversaries are many. Some of us will say, ah, if it was God, there will be no adversary. You lie bad. You lie bad. Promised land, giants. I'm giving you the land. Go and take it. They came back. I told you last week. They say, Abba, we can't take it. We were in their eyes like grasshoppers and in our own eyes too. That did that mean that God had not given them the land? Now that I'm 35, I think that's now the marriage. Father, let thy will be done. Hey, answer now, but can't ask him. Jesus had prayed till his sweat was turned blood before he said that thing. You, sweat has not even come yet. Sweat. Oh my God. You are, you, sweat has not, you have not, your singlet or your blouse has not even gotten wet yet. You say, let thy will be done. You have settled for it. Jesus had prayed. He came first hour. The guys were sleeping. Say, oh, so you couldn't wait for me for 1 hour. He went back. Came back. They were still sleeping. He said, ah, so you couldn't wait for, went back, came back. 3 times. That means Jesus had prayed for 3 hours before coming to say that, Lord, not my will, let your will be done. 3 hours. Till the sweat had turned into blood. You, not even 10 minutes, you say, Father, your will. Most of the time, we have interpreted opposition to be the will of God. And it is not at all. It is not at all. Huh? They say, oh, this will happen. One man took his wife to the hospital. She was going to deliver. So they said they would do CS. There's nothing wrong with CSO. But there's something wrong. Let me say it. Better. If they want to do you CS and you want to do CS, no problem. Okay? But the prayer of faith can change matters. So he took the wife to the hospital. They did the CS. So I asked him, ah, did your wife do herbal? Like herbal? He said, I don't know. I said, are you a husband? How can your wife be pregnant for 9 months? She didn't do her, but and you don't say, I don't know. Maybe she did. I said, bruh. Because there were complications. And now they have to quickly do the CS so that they take the baby out. I said, brother, it is even her, but you don't know. I don't know how many times you prayed for her. Look, there are situations where they have said that no, where the baby is lying blood. I said, hold on, then I'll pick water in the name of Jesus. The waters must break. I will wash your feet. We will bless the herbal. Kosa. Look, this earth, eh? If you don't get serious, people of God, we are finishing. They say it's left with just one slot. Enter your room, oh! This thing called prayer, eh? It works, oh! But just that we don't have time to pray. We are too busy. We are too busy to work what works for us. As children of God, we are too busy to work what works for us. The delayance of you not getting married. Please don't say, look, let me tell you something. Maybe it may not sound like faith to you. Take matters into your hands. Maybe you are not desperate. If Hannah would have stayed there and said, oh, God's time is the best. He makes all things beautiful in his time. You keep quoting. Something is stepping on the thing. Ding, ding, ding. It's not God. There's nothing God about it. Don't misinterpret opposition to be God. Father, I must marry you. And I must marry the right man. The fact that it is delaying does not mean bring me any foolish man. I must marry. Oh my God. Then you declare personal fast. Not corporate fast. Nobody knows what you are talking to God about. Check Hannah out. When she got there, everybody was eating. Hannah says, I won't eat. The husband says, eat. He says, I won't eat. He says, am I not worth more than 10 cents? He says, be my way. Worth more than 10 cents. Worth more than 10 cents. Where a son? You are not a son. I want a son. She didn't eat. Then she got into the temple. Everybody was doing their own thing. She was there. She continued until Eli came. Looked at. Hey, woman. 9 o'clock, you are drunk. What's wrong with you? Put away your hard drink. So, man of God, I'm not drunk. My heart is heavy. You don't know my situation. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept. How many times have you wept on the issue? This is not weeping out of pity. You are the father. You said we shall marry in our youth. Look, my youth is passing. What's the meaning of this? So, pastor, it's not that serious. Hey! It's not that serious. If God wants you to marry, you will marry. If God doesn't want you to marry, you won't marry. You see, you have accepted that. Thank you. I know you have to study to get good grades. But some grades are from hell. Some grades. Get inside and do something about it and get back to your books. Every area of your life. Prevailing prayer still works. Make up your mind. Opposition must not be interpreted as the will of God. Get to know the will of God from the word. And get rhema from his word. And apply yourself to it. Praying prayers of faith. And see things turn. You want contracts? Prayer of faith can bring contracts. Whatever we are expecting to prevail over, prayer of faith. You say there are no jobs in Ghana. Prayer of faith can get you a job. I believe. Huh? Last scripture. Mark 11. Last scripture. I won't read any other scripture again. Except. There are always exceptions, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. Mark 11. We are reading from verse number 12 to 14, then 19 to 26. I'm done. Hey, desperation. And when you're desperation, your only hope is God. God. They say, bang, 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 bang. Ajwa, the food is ready. I'm not eating today. What is it? Something must change. I'm desperate. Something must change. Last scripture. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came. Having happily, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. Huh? Huh? You are very beautiful. No proposals. I think you don't like my message. I'm preaching on this preaching. It's a very powerful preaching. A very powerful preaching. Some people got proposed to at 18. By 19, they wanted to marry them. By 22, they were ready. By 23, they were very ready. By 24, they were very ready. They have been ready since that time. You don't want to pay attention to details. Lot of leaves, no fruit. Lot of leaves. Anyway, if you understand the proverb, take it. For the time of it was not. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. I think Jesus should be patient with the tree. Why make a tree die immediately? Because you wanted fruit and there was no fruit. Jesus was teaching us something. So go to the verse 19. And when even was come, he went out of the city so that they were returning. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. The guy has given up. If Jesus says nobody is going to eat fruit of you, why stay alive? He just died. The next verse, verse 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, because they heard it, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Huh? And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. How? Fig tree dying. How is it linked with have faith in God? A new car. How is it? Have faith in God. Fig tree dying. Company booming. Grades becoming better. I think you don't want to mind me. The next verse. For verily I say unto you that whosoever. Have you seen whosoever there again? I'm inside there. Shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So, working with the word to hold that thing in your heart is what comes first before you speak it. The picture must be clear. You must hold it clear. Deeply rooted in your heart that nothing can take it away from you. So, the wind is blowing. It looks like it won't happen. But the picture here says it has happened.
My God. Am I communicating at all?
If you not doubt in your heart. Then the next verse says something. Look at something. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. So can I say something? Can I say something? Strong desire is one of the greatest foundations for prevailing prayer. Strong desire. You say, what things soever ye desire. How strong is your desire for what you claim you want to see? Charlie, I have some strong desires. And I will see them. My God. Strong desire. What thing soever you desire. When, look at, after desire, wishing, you now have strong desire. What's next? When ye pray. So what will turn desires into reality? When ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Look at the progression.
whatsoever. He says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain. That means he's addressing situations. Or you remove into the sea and it will obey you. Whatever situation that you must prevail over. Then it comes to show you the step-by-step procedure of accomplishing your what you want. He says, what things soever ye desire. So your desire for that thing must be strong. Not a casual desire. Strong. Share. I want to buy a man swear. Yet he said, "I'm not going to." No, unti se hana, unti se hana. The nyambe biaye, the nyami ye ne ye na pe di ye namne kwansoni ya kotu kotu biya ni ye di chuchu chuchu ani ye jesio. What things soever ye desire. When ye pray. So desire comes before prayer. Then he says, the moment you pray. So what prayer is this? Not just casual prayer. Prayer of faith. Believe. Because your actual belief is in the word of God. So when you have prayed prayer based on the word, the prayer of faith, believe. Believe that what? Believe that ye what? Receive them. And ye shall what? Okay, so having and receiving, what comes first? So it's receiving spiritual or physical? Thank you. Thank you. So where do we receive what we want? After we have prayed. So in prayer, we take a hold of it. We receive it. We lambano it. Not... Did you ask for this? You see, that's how we imagine God. Okay, take. That woman. She kept coming. Oh, Dave. You say you really need this, eh? Then take. Look, nothing great comes like that. Lambano, you take it. Did you put the scripture there? Let's examine it and finish. Did you see that he didn't say what things soever you desire when you pray? Believe that God has given it to you. Believe that he received. Because as for God, God, he's a giver. He never holds back. But can you take a hold of it? That's the issue. Please, thank you. Oh, did you say you need a car? For the family. Oh, now the family, you really need a car. Oh, I can see you need a car. When even you are walking with your wife and child, I see you need a car. Oh, take a car. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. For every good and every perfect gift comes from you. The place where my family has gotten to, we need a car. Father, in the name of Jesus. This is my specs. Mamika Sancho, there's no car I've driven that I've not printed the picture and put it on my wall. We'll meet you. How it will come, I don't care. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. How it will come, when it will come, I don't care. All I care is that he says I should desire it. Thank you. People of God. Oh, you are waiting. You are waiting. Listen to me. Waiting. Waiting is patience. The time between prayer and receiving and having. That is where we wait. Don't sit down and say, I'm waiting for God. You wait forever. If you have not received it, what you are waiting for what? No, we wait for what we have received to manifest, to have. Now you have not received it. What are you waiting to have? Now, many believers, we already have the store of things. You may never enjoy it here. Because you see, we are waiting to. Meanwhile, we've not received it. Oh, you and your... I'm prophesying to you. You see, Masaba Hobio, the spirit is moving me here. You and your family, you now need a car. You better have the specs. If it should appear to you in a dream and say, which car do you want? If you don't have your specs already, you see you are confused. When he appeared to Solomon, he said, wisdom. He didn't miss it. Wisdom. He knew what he wants. Why? His father had already given him the specs. If you want matrix, you have matrix. When that picture drops, now your eyes open. You will be surprised. Whoever is driving some of that car, you now see it. Hey, me can't be na kono. I can't be na. But where you're red, by here you're pink. My God. Before you drive it, receive it. Before you have it, receive it. What precedes receiving? Desire. What comes after desire? Prayer. What prayer? Prayer of faith. Father, you said the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I'm at the time where the sun should not be hitting me like this. You see, you have enjoyed driving a motorbike, but God can give you a car. Desire. You see, when your desire is weak, your prayer is weak. Desire. Look, if you desire to marry, I'm becoming aggressive. You'll be surprised where the money will come from. You see, your desire, you say, when I went, they refused me. Your desire is not strong. Your desire has not turned into desperation. Where now your desperation drives you into prayer. Where when everybody is eating, you say, hold on for that food. You like this food very much, but because you are desperate for a change. Most of the time, when we say, let's pray, there's no desire. And the strength of the desire is so weak. So you realize that. I didn't cry. Desire. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have. One prayer I want us to pray, and one prayer I pray for you. May you know the word of God, the substance of faith. May the word of God have its roots deeply in your heart. May the word of God carve your desires. And when indeed you want to prevail, may your desires not just be casual, but be strong. May your desires move you into prayer. Prayer of faith. And as you pray, may faith to receive, to lambano, what you pray for, be steady in you to take a hold of it. And may you have patience. Patience for the period between receiving and manifestation. And may whatever must manifest and not delay. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, May we come back with testimonies of prevailing prayer concerning any matter. May we have testimonies that look at what the Lord had done. May we have testimonies, great testimonies, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.